Joe told me to drop by to look at some old camping supplies and other supplies he wanted to get rid of, but when I swung by the warehouse, he wasn't anywhere around. Let's have a look in that trunk. You can't. I can. Or, if you prefer, I'll arrest you and get a search warrant. Either way, I am going to see what's in that trunk. McQuaid watched alertly as Ruger pulled the keys from the ignition. He started to hand them to McQuaid, then stalled. You're wasting your time. Nothing in there but a jack and a spare. McQuaid held his hand out for the key ring. Ruger, with a shrug, deposited it into his waiting palm. Suit yourself. Ruger stood by smugly as McQuaid fitted the key into the trunk, but McQuaid could sense a growing anxiousness in him and hoped it was because Ruger knew what he was going to find. All the animosity he had been feeling toward Ruger surfaced, and with it, the certainty that this time he had caught him red-handed. With a load of rifles as evidence, he wouldn't be able to glibly talk his way out of it this time. He wouldn't feel so smart when McQuaid hauled him off to jail. McQuaid thought of the high-powered Remington he had held in his hand at the warehouse, with its shiny barrel and fancy high-powered scope. He opened the trunk and peered inside, expecting to find stacks of stolen rifles. What he saw was an odd-shaped bundle wrapped in canvas.
What's this?
Was his vision playing tricks on him, or in the dimness did it take on the shape of a human body?
What'd you do this time, Ruger? Kill someone?
I don't know what it is. The trunk was empty. Whatever that is, I didn't put it there. He was aware of Ruger standing directly behind him as he tugged at the corner of a stiff, cold canvas. A sense of déjà vu filled him as a portion of it slipped away to reveal a face, still and empty, lids iced over, frozen in death.